now by the first two vats. Six lines down. Harenik Hazeh. So the Mishnah says Harenik Hazeh, that is going to be a Kabbalah Sanziris. So the Maris Akasha, and he nami the toughest Pesari, even if you'll tell me the case, it was like we said before, and Shmuel said in the previous case, that he was toughest Pesari. So when he says, in the case before, he said, hey, which is an act of Kabbalah, noya, which means to be misnoa b'fon of a mitzvah, which mitzvah? The mitzvah which is done through the hair. But Hereni Kazeh, I'm like the hair, that doesn't really work too well. So the Mor says, even if a person was, even if we'll say the case was that he was Tavas Besaroi, Hereni Kazeh, that La Omar, he didn't say anything which Hereni Kazeh is like saying, not saying anything. There's no clear Kabbalah taking place in that thought process. So it doesn't work. So Shmuel can show you Nazar over the phone. So there was a Nazar there, so Hereni Kazeh should be like the Nazar. That now that makes sense. And then once that's true, you don't need Tavas Besara. So it's nothing to do with Tavas Besara. Okay. Zok de Rosh. Hereni Kazeh, and he nami the Tavas Besara, like Omer Klum. So the Rosh is the Gersh of the Omer Klum. So that's a little bit better, a little bit easier than our Lashon. Our Lashon is Hereni Kazeh Loi Omar. I mean, he did say Hereni Kazeh, he did Omar, but Hereni Kazeh means Loi Omar, like he didn't say anything. So the Rosh adds the word like Loi Omar Klum in his Girsa. Okay. Klemra, Afilo Imukmas Lo Betovas Besara Kahida Hei Noe. Even we'll say the case like the case before that he was holding up his hair. Lamahani Midi. That doesn't work. The Masha Shia Kamoy Saroi, he should be like his hair. Vein Zaklum, there's should be like my hair. That has no Mashmo. So the Kabbalah. Umuki Lo Shmuel Kiduki, like we said, but the case of Behei, Bishanos over the fun of. The Girsa he puts over here is the. Hahu de ahei. In the case before of ahei, the case was nazar b'lefonav. And then hereni kazeh works. Avli omer hereni b'le'omer kazeh l'mahani midi. So that even if it's nazar b'lefonav, and we said before that ahei with the nazar b'lefonav works. So maybe hereni without saying kazeh should also work. The Hareni Gora Me Ahe. The Lashon of Hareni is not as good a Lashon as the Lashon of Ahe. So Ahe works without saying Ahe Kazeh. But Hareni only works if you say Hareni Kazeh. Zatarosh, Rainly Tamoya, Maika Mash Malon, the Hareni Kazeh, Bishanaz Erva Lafonov, the Havi Nazar, Pshito. So what's the chiddush? Person says, I want to be like that person. There's a nazir right there. I want to be like that nazir. So that's a kabbalah. So what's the chiddush? Mishum to latema, because I could understand what the person means. He puts in the word dilma. Hareni kazeh ba'oisher or b'yoyfi or b'yichus. I could be like the person in multiple ways. The person happens to be a nazir. I could also be saying, I wish I was like him in his oisher or his yoyfi or something of yichus. So it's not muchruch that it meant that. That's the Mishnah. No, that when you say hareni kazeh, even though we said Hareni by itself is not a clear act of Kabbalah, because if it would be a clear act of Kabbalah, then it would be equivalent of a hey, you don't need Kazeh. But Hareni Kazeh, I mean the an act of Kabbalah and not the other attributes that the person has. Okay. Now the Mishnah said Haranim is Salsil and Haranim is Kalkil, right? Okay, two cases like that. Haranim is Salsil, Haranim is Kalkil. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Mimai the Hadain Silsil, how do we know or why are we assuming that the Lashon of Silsil means Sara, means I'm going to grow my hair? So Mora says that the Bach puts in the word who, the Dain Silsil Sarahu, that the Lashon of Silsil is referring to the idea of something about the growing the hair. So Mora says, Kad Amrle Hay Amsa the Be Rebbe. So we remember we met the Amsa the Rebbe in multiple places, that she was this quite knowledgeable person. Hogavra.
Good morning to Jonathan.
So she said to him, how long are you going to sit there growing out your hair, get a life. But she used the word misalsel in regards to the hair. So the Mora says, okay, so you see that that was a normal usage for the word salsa in regards to hair. The Mora says maybe it should mean ematara, that Haranim Salsil is referring to that I'm going to the person's undertaking to if the word masalsa means sort of like, you know, flipping it around the plate, what's the word I'm looking for?
Curling, twirling
your hair. So maybe it means I'm going to be sitting and reviewing my learning. I'm going to mahapich it, my review my learning multiple times. Because it says the ksiv salsala, if you're masalsa with the Torah, usarum emeka. So be masalsa lit, and it will raise you up. So the Torah has, if you're mahapach, which means you review it multiple times, you truly spend time absorbing the Torah, it will make you into a merumim dika person. So where do you see that he's referring to a Kabbalah Sanziris? So Rav Shmuel, Hachanami Shatofis Besarei. The case over here was the person was Tofis Besarei, and that would be sufficient to understand when he's saying Masalsala, he's using it in the language of hair, growing out his hair. So you would have this hair which you could then twirl. Tosis before on Beis Amud Aleph, so Haranim Masalsal and Makalkil. So Tosis says that Beis Amud Aleph, Hani Lav Yodis Naziris Ninu, you can't lis Ninu Leel Bahari Yodis. And we say it means that together with the fact he's tough as Besara, etc. So Pasha Tosis says that Tosis is looking at the Seder of the Mishnah, so it says Kin Naziris is Kin Naziris. That's And Yodis Nazir is Kinaziris, that's what we put into the Mishnah. Then we explain that, hey, erase a Nazir, or hey, no, Nazir. So those are cases of Yodis. It's not a full Lashon. Then already it goes to Nazik, Nazia, Pazia, which are cases of Kinuyim. Then it says, already, because there in a Masal, Sari Makalkil, Harela, the Shalech, Pera, erase a Nazir. So if those are Yodis, like, the Mishnah said, way we're learning into the words of into the phrase of the Mishnah, kinaziris kinaziris, yadaziris kinaziris. That's introduction. Then explains yadas, and then he explains kinuyim. Then it says these cases. So if these were yadas, we should put them together with all the cases of yadas, and then say kinuyim. So it would indicate that this is with that through the fact the person's tov is besaroi, it's not a kinui. And it's not yadis, so it's a full lashon of Kabbalah. Then that's what should come out according to that. But over here, if we look at the Rush, no, it's not over here. Where's the Rush? That's the Rush later on. But okay, Zuck the Rush. Mamaida high silsil basarahu. Clement, the salsil gadol sar kinaz. He wants to have to grow his the curly locks of the nazir.
But he can do that without being a nazir. Someone's just saying, "Wow, check out that guy's hair. I want to grow hair like that." I mean, obviously, Nazirus is a whole lot more than that.
Right. So that's that much we're saying that the Hareini is a Kabbalah, is a lashon of Kabbalah. Just like Hareini Kazeh is a lashon of Kabbalah.
Well, a Kabbalah for what? I mean, just could be a Kabbalah for the hair. Let's see. I guess what you're saying is that there has to be some type of Torah framework issue.
Right. There's no netter of I want to grow long hair. I mean, that would be.
Yeah. Although you could
theoretically do that,
just
but
make that netter.
You're right. But same. It like it has no significance. So.
Do you need libo in this?
We're assuming all these cases that he's saying he met them in the zeros. The shalos is this a lotion of the zeros? So meimatara shenoder lasik matara lahapik bo. So his lotion of that he's going to be curling it around his hair meant he's going to be reviewing over his learning. Lahapibot doesn't really necessarily mean reviewing it, but like turning it around again and again, in thought process to understand all the different angles and understand the book. Like Mishnah the Hafokbo, the Hafokbo, the Kulabo. So the Thomas Bissaroi. Now the Rush points out, Nazar Arab the fun of Loy Mahani, Kimin Shasava Kubaloshin. So the Rush adds that we're going back and forth with this Nazar Avilafonov or Tavas Besara option. So already Kizet, we said the case was the Nazar Avilafonov. So why don't we say this case also was that the case was Nazar Avilafonov. I wouldn't have a clarity. In other words, the person, he wasn't holding on to his hair. And he says, Rainer Masalsil, since there's no indication of Masalsil connecting to the person in front of him, he didn't say Kazab, which means he's referring to something. He's saying, Rainer Masalsil, the Nazar of the Fonov would not be a clarity in his Lashon that he meant the Lashon of Naziris. Holding on to the hair means he's being Masalsil something about the hair. Okay, and the Mishnah said Hareini Mekalkel. So again, that's a Naziris. So the Gemara asked the Kasha back in the Gemara. Mimayda Hadain Kilkel is Sarihu. Where do you see that the word Kilkel means also Lashon of growing hair?
Or Kalko mean to support?
The Morris is going to ask that, yeah. So the Morris says, well, you find that usage in Lashon of Chazal. That Sid, regards to Tzor on Shabbos, that a person carries out a certain amount of various materials, it's, he's chayiv. So Mishnah says, Sid, so besides being used for construction purposes, it could also be used because what's the word I'm looking for? It can be used as a hair remover. So, a hair remover. If a person would put it on his face, you could use it to take out your beard. So, Yehuda Omer, Sid, Kedais Losud Kilkel. It's the amount which a person would use to put on a person's payas, a woman would use to burn off the hair which is growing on her temples. So it says lawsuit kilkel. So the hair growing on the temples is referred to as kilkel, and the sid, the amount it takes to remove that, what does it mean? Bas sida. It means the growth which grows on the more of the there is actually a lashon of sida, not sida ubas sida. The growth of the hair growing down in front of the temple. So a woman wants to remove that hair, she would use sid to burn it off. So that's a small amount of sid, is enough to be chayiv on Tzoh Shabbos. But you see the word kilkel is referring to hair. From the Merkasha, okay, it could mean that, but ve'ema, the Bach has the word vav, ve'ema, mezen, aniye. Maybe he's being makabal to support a niyim. So the word kilkel means to support. So it's in that order to take care of the niyim in the city. Where do you see it's referring to? It's a given that Hareni is an act of Kabbalah. So he's been makabal to support people. Okay. So fine. And the Mishnah said, and again, Tosfos would say this is not a lashon of, it's not a yad. This now through the clarity you're getting of holding on to the hair, so it's going to function as a full lashon of Kabbalah. The Rosh later on argues and says that this is a case of yad. So Pasha's argument, Tosfos learns that yad is very, yeah, by definition means a unfinished phrase. So you started the sentence, you didn't finish. So a hey, the full of the phrase should have been a hey nazir. I am going to undertake to be a nazir. And the person didn't say nazir, he just said a hey. But under the circumstances, it's a yadayim mechichas, and that's what he meant. So it's a good kabbalah. So that it's an unfinished phrase. It's like the word, the idea of a yad is the handle. You grabbing onto something means you started the process, but you didn't complete it. The Rosh learns it just means any phrase which is not a full lashon of Kabbalah. It's not a clear lashon of Kabbalah. It's not a kinoi because you didn't give it. You didn't use a name to refer to Naziris. Is what a kinoi is. A kinoi is a nickname for Naziris, but I'm not using a nickname to refer to Naziris. I'm talking about I'm being makabel to do a certain action, which is the action of Naziris. But it's not a clear lashon, so that's a yeah by definition according to the Rosh. Tosfos does not seem to learn like that. Okay.
What
doesn't
Tosfos?
Tosfos says this is not a yad. Okay. So the more, raise a nozer. So a person is undertaking the shaleach pera is considered an ulcer. So the Mora says, Mimai the Hadein Shiluach Ribuya, where do you see that the word Shiluach means the idea of going to grow? Something. The Siv Shlachayich Pradesh Rimonim. That the growth that you're growing is beautiful like a pardesa rimonim. So you see, shalachayach means that which you're extending yourself, it's a idea of growing something. So Moore says, Amy midi da avuri. So maybe it means not a lashon of growth, but it means a lashon of removing. We sent the water out. So it's getting rid of it. So the person is undertaking to cut his hair, not to grow his hair. So a person is making a netter that he's going to cut his hair.
But that's not a, you know, any type of mitzvah.
Well, it could be. The person feels that he's even the Gemara we had over there in the Dorim, I always found interesting, the Gemara in the Dorim and Daf Tes, right? That the Rishimah said, I never ate from a... Shimon HaTzadik said, I never ate from the korban of a nazir, except for one nazir came from the south that he was beautiful hair. He said, I'm going to cut my hair l'shamayim. Okay, so go to the barber and shut off your hair. Why do you have to do it through a process of naziris? You think that you're too much into your hair, so cut out your hair. Right? So he did it through the process. You don't have to do that process through the process of naziris. You could just, he said, you could say, I have a problem, I'm too much into my hair, so I'm going to cut my hair. So the person could do that. So Morris says, so maybe that's what it means. So even, once that's a possible usage, so it's not a lashon of zeros anymore. We don't have a clear lashon of zeros. Some more answers that no. Tana is para yolif. That the usage of the word the shiluach is in lashon atara means the idea of growing out, not the idea of removing. How do I see that? Based on the pasuk of para, the comparison of the word para, it's not really a gzeira shava, but it's a comparison of the word para. Okay, so where do you see that? Ksivacha kadoshia gadel para. So by nazir it says lashon of gadol para. He's going to grow his hair wild, which means he's going to grow long. The kohen should not grow his hair long. So it describes para. It says lashon of yishalechu. You should not grow your hair long. So shiluach is lashon of extending. So we see that the usage of the word shiluach means not to remove but to extend.
In that pasuk, so looking at Yecheskel, it says Roshali Galechu, parallel to Shalechu. So if we've got a parallel of that pasuk, it's talking about you shouldn't be Megaleya. Your head. So that's a removal.
So actually, what the pasuk is saying is the idea of being in between. So Kohen Hagedolim cuts his hair once every 30 days because he shouldn't be bald, but he shouldn't be, his hair shouldn't be too long. So therefore, so the Torah says, that's the Mishnah of the Sanhedrin. So a, that's what Morris is Kohen Hagedolim. Kohen Gadol is Mistap every week, he gets a haircut. Melech gets a haircut every single day. The Kohen Hagedolim should not be more than 30, it should not be, a Nazir is considered a growth of hair 30, is already 30 days. So Kohen Hagedolim should not be in that state. So we don't say he should make himself bald, because it's not covered to look bald, he should be half hair, but the hair shouldn't be too long. So it's not parallels, it's parameters. Okay, therefore the Gemara is saying, so we still haven't answered the question really 100%, because the if we're saying that the word shiluach has multiple understandings, so we've proven now that it can mean A or B. So you have to send the Morris question before. The midi davari is that the pshat of the pasuk shalayachayich hades yamanim also would mean a lashon of avari. Then, so we have no usage at all of a lashon of extending. So maybe over there, the lashon of shalchai pedesri marnim would also mean a lashon of that, not that your grow, that was your growing, would be pedesri marnim.
I thought that was a removal. Initially said that was removal.
Well, shalach ma'im is the more saying means lashon of ari, of removing.
Oh, okay.
So I should say that based on that, shalchai also means a lashon of removing. So maybe I have no pasuk which means a lashon of extending. So Tosfos points that out over here. The Morris Teretz then is that over here, since over here clearly it means a lashon of growing, so then we'll assume that's what the person meant to say. So if he says that's what he meant for Naziris, we say yes, this lashon is a valid lashon of saying he wants to grow, and Meila, it's a valid Kabbalah. So the Morris Kasha wasn't that I have options A or B. The Morris Kasha was, once I have the pasuk shalach ma'im al pnei chutzos, which clearly over there means B, so shalachai pnei minim also meant only B. I have no usage of A. The Morris said, no, I have a usage of A, and now everything is good. The boy is saying, Hashleich ma'im namiri bu yehu. The lashon of shalach ma'im pnei al pnei chutzos doesn't mean that you're sending the water to go out to other places, so you're removing it from here, but rather it means the kadmashkin lemaya, the peira of ravi shalach ma'im pnei chutzos. It means the lashon of you're putting the water in, that you're being megadol the peiris through the mayim Kohanim, which went all over the area of the field. So Lashon of Shaleach is Lashon of, also Lashon of extending, not a Lashon of removing. Okay. Zach the Rush.
Isn't there a pasuk where Yishlach Yado from other places where we have other cup
bars? Pasbar.
Am I misremembering?
I'm sorry?
Is there a pasuk where Yishlach Yado from other places? Am I misremembering?
Yishlach Yado from other places.
Not by Pasbar, but Yishlach Yado.
I don't sell Pnei Mayim.
I mean, this whole seems this whole concept of Shiruach Yad, which one would contend is not removal.
Well, see, the word Shiluach, in Lashon HaTorah, that's a Begerishon, right? V'shilcha v'beisoy, right? So, the word shliach, shiluach, etc., can mean that I'm sending away. So the point is being megarish, I'm getting it sent away from me, or I'm extending. So we, in Lashon HaTorah, you find both usages.
I'm just thinking that the thing where it's Shaleach Yad is so not a removal, but rather
extending.
An extension that you bring a pasuk like that here rather than these other ones that are prone to additional understanding.
Well, the Milo Shalachai Penesri Manim, it's clearly a lesson of growth. So we're taking the language of the Torah, which is extending, to mean a lesson of growing. So we're growing is a more appropriate usage for my hair, not just hair, than extend and say you're extending. You're not stretching your hair. Your shliach is an extension of you, but it's not really growing. I didn't grow another appendage. I extended myself through my shliach. So that's one of the more feels that these lashonas over here are better. It's along the lines of the lashon of which we find using the Torah of idea of a shliach, but it's more appropriate for the usage over here. That's, I think, the pshat is. Okay.
What's more appropriate for the usage of
the pasuk? And the more brings the pasuk shalachai peres v'manim, which the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, to say it means the lashon of growing. I mean, the word shliach in the Torah means you're extending, right? Or, that's what a shliach is. It's an extension of you. So my hair is extending longer, you know. But that's like a little bit, you know, a little bit of a stunted type of a connection. But if it means to actually grow, so that is more appropriate. That's why the more brings the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Not the rush. Seed today lost to the kilkel. Shir Hotsa Seedli Sky Balov Hamatsioi Rushasarabim, the amount of seed that a person would take out that he would be chai when he takes out the Rushasarabim is today lost to the kilkel. The summa al sar sto of the Toifloi Ulhasiroi Ulhashiroi. It's the amount that a person would put on the hair of his temples to you would put the sit on it, and that would be Lashon Tefillah means it's sitting there like a tofel, but it eventually and it'll remove it. Your growth is beautiful like a part of a rimon. He's making an edit to remove his hair, and therefore shalchai pes also means a lashon of removal. Shatana per per yolov. Klamer tana the masis and yolov hai l'shalach para, that the lashon of shiluach para mi para lo yishalechu the siv gabi kahanim. Mahasim gidol sar, afacha gidol sar. So the usage over here of shiluach means growing. Kehecha the yofinim besanhedrin perakar and gadol, perad the kahanim mi perad the nazir. Loimer shakahanim megalchim. Probably puts the number achas echod. Okay, lamadyan. So that's what it means over there. Taksi the parachosim emel a liberal clout. Maybe they shouldn't let it grow at all. Mashana yihaviksib lo yishalechu para kidakamarta. You should not have anything growing out at all. So that's true. But how should it see para lo yishalechu means para lahavi shluchi hu de lo yishalechu. It should be some growth, but not too much. I mean, we know it's 30 days, so it should not grow out more than 30 days worth. Okay. That which you said out from the first pasuk, the lashon havarahu la pirchehi, the mitzina lefrushi le lashon gidol. That pasuk could also mean gidol. So the Rosh Avolav shinuya achrinahu lememer deloy tzrichton the shinuya kama. We still need the first pasuk that the first half of the teretz, that the lashon of shiluach means the lashon of growing, based on the pasuk peri leshalechu. The kama shluchi ksiv bikroy the lohavi lashon gidol, because there are many usages of the word shiluach which mean removal. So that this pasuk that you quoted, I've now said it's not a lashon of removal; it's a lashon of growing. But you haven't taken away the fact that the word shiluach means to send away. That's definitely usage. So we still need the first half of the teretz, that peri lo yishalechu, that it also means a lashon of growing. And then, if I have a choice to say both options, probability over here, you mean the option of growing, that's what you meant. Kadmashki maya leperi v'rovi, when you put water to the peris, they grow. You're going to grow the peris, a lashon of shaleach, you're going to make things grow through the mine, which is apnei chutzos, through the water, which is available apnei chutzos. Tosfos adds a kinach. If you look at the Tosfos Mashkin Le Maya, the Peri V'Ravi. Tosfos adds a kasha. The Ashan Harbi Shiluch she'en Lashon Gidol El Lashon Havara. Like Shalat to Shalach is aim. V'Yishach Yaakov Malachim. So Tosfos says we'll still go back, fall back on the para yolov. But you happen to ask them a different pasuk that means that I've answered. So it says a chikol doichik, because it's mashu like that. Boy, same. It sounds like it's a whole separate teretz. So it says lechay nira lefarish. The mitchila loy b'lo hayachosh is rak she yimotzi lanu pasuk echad. The mashu lashon rabia. We need one pasuk which means growing. We brought the first pasuk. So Mora says no. That pasuk can mean the lashon of avora. So there's not even one pasuk which means lashon ribuya. So the Mora says, on that we're answering that shalech maim lashon ribuyahu, and therefore either I could use either one of these psukim. Val we have the cry tuba lashon havara. Shall we fit a mechad krua the havi lashon ribuya the misar bedaita in the zirusu? So then we have a right to say that if once I found that the usage of shiluach means growing, so then when the person said he meant the zirus, we said that that was a valid lashon because it's logical that's what he meant to say, and therefore it's considered that he said a lashon of growing. So that is an accepted usage. We have a right to say that's what he meant. So the more thing either because of we have the pasuk by the kahanim parlo shalechu means the lashon of growing based on para, or because these psukim also mean lashon of growing. The mailo we assume that means the lashon of growing. Okay.